السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We'll start in another attributes, beautiful أسماء الله الحسنى وصفاته العلى, the names and beautiful attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And today I think it is number 41. And the attribute today is two attributes together. And we know, we learned so far that some attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to talk about it together. We cannot separate them. And we know why. Okay, because one by itself could give a connotation of something that is not beautiful with Allah. Okay? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But when both of them together, now we understand them to become something that is beautiful with Allah. So today's attributes are الضَّارُ وَالنَّافِعُ. الضَّارُ وَالنَّافِعُ. ضَرَر is harm. نَفْعَ is benefit. The one who causes harm and the one who causes benefit. Now, when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful names, Asma'ullah al-Husna, then when we say the word dar, it must be from Asma'ullah al-Husna. It must be beautiful. Okay? We have to take it that way. Once we say dar, even though it means harm, we know it is one of the beautiful names of Allah. Okay? We have to take it as such. Because Allah harms to benefit you. Allah harms you to benefit you. Okay? Allah, one does, it's not independent from the other. Okay? So when we go on in our lives and see something that is harmful, seems to be harmful to us, we know that this is from Allah, therefore it is has to be with benefit. It has to be with benefit. And it is different from one person to another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim, the most wise. So Allah will not cause harm to you to get benefit in a way that is the same with everybody. Because everyone is different. So Allah knows a deficiency in each one of us, and Allah would like to improve that deficiency on you. So therefore, He will deal with you and give you some harm that enhances that and gets rid of that deficiency, enhance it in a good way. Okay? So each one of us is dealt with differently with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us in the Quran, or first and as Imam Shafi'i, he heard someone who was saying, making dua, okay, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allahumma rda anni. Oh Allah, be pleased with me. Allahumma rda anni. So he's coming to him, he said, Allah will not, لَنْ يَرْضَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ حَتَّى تَرْضَ عَنْهُ. Allah will not be pleased with you unless you are pleased with Him. So he said, you know, I'm asking Allah to be pleased with me. How can I be pleased with Allah? I am pleased with Allah. Imam said, you will not be pleased with Allah until you are pleased with the harm that comes to you equally with the benefit that comes to you. Okay? Then you'll be pleased with Allah. Then Allah will be pleased with you. Okay? When our heart takes this kind of we call it harm, in a way it is a bounty from Allah, then we are pleased with Allah. Okay? And it takes work. And it takes understanding. That you know, like when you deal with your child, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, that you say, you know, you deal with them you push them to do something, or not to do something, or to give them something that they perceive that is harmful to them, especially if it's a baby. And they might be in pain, and they might be crying, but the love is there, and that is the extreme love, okay? And that is painful love, because or a painful action to express your love, because you'll be doing something, and the one that you love is hurting, and he's crying, and you are in pain because the one that you love is in pain. But you have to go through with it because this is the most beneficial thing that would happen to him or to her. Okay, so we need to come to this concept that which is coming to us as harmful, we know it is, we should love it and be pleased with it and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Because it with it, there is benefit. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to yameez al-khabitha min al-tayyib. Allah has to get the khabith and the tayyib, you know, the good and the bad, differentiate between them. And fitan and harm will come, and inshallah we'll talk about this in a little bit later on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an example in a story in the Quran of the harm, when the harm arrived to people. Allah tell us why it arrived and how the benefit came from it. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about Ashabul Jannah, the people of the garden, the group of the garden, who are together, brothers, and they had a garden. Okay? And what did they say? Who can give me the beginning of it? No, but what is the beginning of it? We have to go from the beginning of the surah? That will be difficult. كنتم صارمين. نعم, but what is the beginning of it? It's escaping all of us? It's escaping me too. Huh? لا أقسموا لا يسلمون. نعم. ولا يستثنون. فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون. But what was the beginning of it? Okay, that's good. Okay. سنسمه على الخرطوم. And then? No. it's an open book test. Okay, so what was their intention? What they were going to do is to collect the time of harvest. It was the time of harvest. قالوا okay. لا يسرمونها مصبحين. Okay, أقسموا لا يسرمونها مصبحين ولا يستثنون. Okay. They said that we go into tomorrow to the garden and collect the fruit. And they said, وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ, here they will not make exception. It means. But the scholars of tafsir saying, we will not say insha'Allah. Okay? Meaning the exception here is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what? ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. إلا is for exception. Do not say I'm going to do this tomorrow unless you say inshallah. So that is the exception. إلا. So الاستثناء in this context meaning to say inshallah. So they were, as if they're saying, we are here, the garden is there, we were there yesterday, the fruit is ripe, and tomorrow we're going to go to collect the fruit. Okay, that's it. There's no doubt about that, and they're not going to say inshallah. It's the matter is really, you know, a fact here. فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم. Then a طائف came. What is طائف? طافة. الطواف. What is طواف? Circulate around. Go around. So something came around the garden. Where did this come from? من ربك. From your Lord. From all your Rabb. فطاف عليها طائف من رب. Everything that we see is from Allah. Okay? This, you know, all these tornadoes that's coming around and all this, you know, winds that how many miles and hours and so forth, it is طائف from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? El Niño and El Niña, yes. Okay? Okay? It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, we call it ta'if from Allah. Okay? And here is, wahum na'imun. And while they are sleeping. Another word, this happened secretly. And here is, where did it go? Where did this ta'if go? Alayha. Only their garden. Okay? Subhanallah. You know, you see the tornadoes. You hear the description, okay? They say, and it was going in Main Street, as if it is a car, you know, and then turned right in what street, and then went left in this community, destroyed everything, and then it came back to Main Street.
A church first. That's what happened.
Yes. Yes. Okay. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَّبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. It was destroyed. فَتَنَادَوْ مُصْبِحِينَ. They called one another in the morning. Okay. فَتَنَادَوْ مُصْبِحِينَ أَنِغْدُوا عَلَىٰ حَثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ. Okay. Go ahead. Go to your garden now. If you go to do the work that you're going to do. Okay. فَلَمَّا أَتَوْهَا. When they come to it, they came to where the garden is. قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. We came to the wrong place. ضَالُّونَ here. ضَال meaning, you know, you made the wrong turn here, right? This is not the place. We got lost. We were here yesterday. What happened? Okay, we got lost. Inna ladallun. And then they looked a little more. They probably looked right and left. They knew the marks. That they knew this is it. And they said, "Bal nahnu mahrumun." Oh, indeed, we are denied. We were denied. قال أوسطهم. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. أَوْسَطُهُمْ here, the one in the middle, not in age, the man, one who is what? Wise and righteous. The one in the middle. Okay? Middle meaning middle path here. Middle meaning in wise and righteous and so forth. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. Okay? Didn't I tell you that you should make tasbih? Okay? You know, we were missing. Didn't I tell you that we were missing this? So he connected what happened to the lack of tasbih, to the lack of mentioning Allah, to the lack of not saying, lack of saying, insha'Allah. Okay? أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَا لَا تَسَبَّحُونَ. What did they say? قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا. Now they said it. Now they said it. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. We indeed we committed injustice. That is ad-dar and nafi'. Okay? That is ad-dar and nafi'. Okay, there is harm that, but the best benefit that they got is that harm. Because the result of it, they came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right away. It did not take long. Okay? And we need to do this. We need to do this in our lives. Okay? We need to find out where, when the harm reached you. Okay? And then you need to find out what deficiency that you have done to get this harm on you. Okay? Then you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the benefit will come. It has to be that way. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows what's in our heart. And each disease that we have is different than another person. So therefore, Allah will choose, adjust the harm individually, not something general. But the harm could come in general term for a group that they are claiming to be on the path of Allah. So they have to prove it. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to put you through something to get the best out of you. Now, does that mean the harm has the same result with everyone? No, it doesn't. Meaning that the prophets of Allah, okay, they go through difficulties. Good people go through difficulties. Bad people go through difficulties. So, where is ad-dar and nafi' in all of that? Okay? How is this different? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah alayhim salam through difficulties. Why? To show who they are. Okay? To show who they are. Okay? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go through hardship, we would not have any examples. Right? We would not know what to say and what to do and how to go about dealing with this. Okay? And would not have some role model about someone who goes through difficulties here. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts messenger of Allah and prophets of Allah through the difficulties to bring the brilliance and the guidance and the iman, the belief, the highest level of quality of a human being to the surface, so we can look at it and take it as a role model. A person who's righteous, who wants to go in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to push him toward him more and take him to higher levels. So Allah put him through difficulties. So here is the benefit. The benefit of the prophets of Allah for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not have any sins. He was sinless. Okay? And he still go through difficulties. Okay? For what? Purification? Okay? Now here is an example. Okay? To bring out, you know, this example. And for righteous people, Allah want to push them to get them to higher and higher levels, to purify them even more and more and more. And they will go there, sometimes slow, and sometimes quick. And the more you get close to Allah, the more you know Allah, the more you know when you are harmed. Okay? Okay. You could be harmed. Your child, when he does something wrong, you can advise them or remind them or give him a slap in the hand. Well, let's take another example. You could be harmed and you realized what happened and so you quickly taken the advice and taken aspirin quickly. Right? And sometimes you will go on in the sickness and now you're going to need a course of antibiotic. Okay? Meaning you're going to go through something here. Sometimes you're going to have to go through a surgery to get the disease out. Okay? The one who close to Allah, notice and take the aspirin very quickly. Because he knows, because Allah reminds us. Allah reminds us. He give us difficulties in a smaller measure. Okay? That will not affect us as much. Meaning, will not harm us that's through something great. Then you need to realize, once you realize that, you get back, you're okay. You don't realize that, you want something more, then you get more. You don't realize that, you want more, you will get more. And on. Okay? And there are stories and stories about those who, you know, who as they are, you know, coming out of the house, leaving, and their hand got caught, or a finger got caught in the door as they were shutting the door and slammed. The door slammed on it. And they were in pain. Immediately, they say, okay, let me examine what happened. Quickly examine what happened. You understand? As soon as that happens, he looks around, see, okay, what did I do? What happened? Okay? And sometimes they do find. And if they do not find, they repent for whatever that they have done that they do not realize. And on. Okay. The one who is away from the path, they are two categories. Okay? Away on the path, but not stopping the path with others. And there are some away from the path and working against those who are working in the path. Okay. So the one who's away from the path, really away, doesn't care about it. Just, you know, who's doing everything that he wishes, this and that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them, you know, a very strong calamity. If there is some goodness in them that will bring them, Allah will give them something major. Like a scholar was saying about, you know, this person who's telling his own story, okay, that, you know, him and his family and so forth living the, you know, the life of whatever it is that they wish to do, and Allah has given them so much and, you know, away, completely away from the path. Anything that is haram, that is there, no problems, okay? And his daughter got sick. Okay, they spend money, doctors here and there, and love the daughter so much, and there is no cure. Okay? Then, at the end of the rope, what do? They say Allah. Okay? Now they say Allah. Okay? Now, the ghusl and going to the masjid and walking into the masjid with now, you know, with being humble and making truly making sujood and putting the forehead and the face on the ground and crying and talking to Allah. Now the wife puts the hijab on. Now, you know, let's find out what things in the house, take it out, and so forth and so on. Because she was about to die. That's it. Okay? And the scholar who was relating this, he said, and then years passed by and he invited me to the wedding of his daughter. So he said, I looked at him and said, is this the one? He said, yes, the one. Okay. What happened? She became well, alhamdulillah, and the sickness was gone and she grew up nicely. So the point being is, there are so much difficulties to Allah put them, because there is some goodness still in them to completely change their lives. And those who are not on the path and they are an obstacle in the path, okay, then the harm here is to break them. The harm there to get them away from, you know, harming people. Harm here is harm with the benefit of others. See? The harm of the benefit of others, not the harm for their own benefit. Okay? You know, the Pharaoh and what happened to him, you know, here is that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not wish for him to accept Islam. He did not deserve that. He did not, was not looking for it. Okay? To put this pressure on him so he can surrender to Allah and so forth, that was not him. Okay? But to pressure him and so forth, to bring him to a high level of arrogance so he will go after al-haq. And instead of saying to al-haq, okay, go, you people go, don't worry about it. You just go and you have your ways, and you now are free from me, I'm free from you. Okay? Meaning you go and do whatever it is. The Pharaoh didn't have to do any of this, going after them. Okay? They were a shirdhima, that was like insignificant group. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Pharaoh is saying that they are really making us angry here. See? It's not something that is, you know, tangible, there's harm of this, harm of... No, he's angry about this. Okay? He's got to go after them. He's got to teach a lesson here. Okay? So, the pursuit of al-haq to destroy it, falsehood goes after al-haq to destroy it, Allah will destroy falsehood through the pursuit of destroying al-haq. So, he did not get this benefit of being a Muslim. And he died. Okay. And the benefit came afterwards. Allah saved him with his body. And the benefit for the people now, he knows that he's, you know, a mortal here. You know, he died. Okay, he's not what he said he was. أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى, I'm the greatest Lord. And the benefit came from that. And the benefit is still there. You could still see him now as a mummy. And remember this. Okay? So, we should look at our lives and see the harms that came to us. Okay? Did we go through harm and the benefit came from it? We say Alhamdulillah. And if we did go through this, and you need to examine our lives, examine our history. If we did go through this, let us examine how long did it take us to realize the harm and repent to Allah and get the benefit. And also we ask ourselves, after we get the benefit and we find now, did we go back to the way we were on? Meaning, did we feel comfortable again and go back to the reason why the harm came to us? And if we did, the second time the harm came, did it come stronger or lighter or the same? And I'm telling you, it came stronger. Okay? Now, future or present, what kind of harm are we in? And why it is there? Which category we put ourselves in? And we can judge that. We can go and examine and see. Remember the lady we said it before, who went to the judge and said, "I want a divorce from my husband. I want khul." Why? She said, "Because he never had a hard time in his life." You know, you know, and it's only a shaitan who will never have a hard time. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a man came. The companions were sitting, and a man says, "Ya Rasulullah, I complain from," and he said a word. So, Bedouin, he said, what is that? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ala tasda," don't you get a headache? Because this is what it means, a headache. He said, "No, I don't even know what that means." You know, meaning nothing, you know, my head never hurt me. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the one who does not get a headache is a shaitan. Okay? 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 So the lady said, Shaitan here is not literally a shaitan. Okay? We have to know this. Meaning when Rasulullah says something like that, there is shayateen al-ins, shayateen al-jinn. There is shayateen from all kinds, right? So he's not literally, he is a shaitan, but shaitan from al-ins. Meaning doing the work of shaitan. Okay? So much away that he's doing the work of shaitan. So he said, the judge said, okay, go get him. Go get him, let me see, you know, what's going on about this, okay? So she went to get him, and they were coming down, and he came down the steps, he fell and broke his foot. She said, Alhamdulillah, no problem. You know, we're not going to the judge anymore. So she went alone, she said, judge, okay, Alhamdulillah, his foot is broken, so we're okay, no problem, I don't want divorce anymore. Okay. So this is understanding, okay? Of, you know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, you know, those who are go through the fitin, through the difficulties, okay, al-anbiya wa rusul, the prophets and the messengers of Allah, thumma al-amthal, meaning the one that follows and the one under the one. So the closer you are to the way of the prophets, the more difficulties that you're going to have, okay, but you're not going to perceive it at this as difficulties. See? Okay. There is a difference between someone, you know, gets a flat tire, comes out of the car, kicks the tire, curse everything that he knows and more, right? And a person, you know, gets a flat tire, come out and say, Alhamdulillah, it happened here, not there, you know? Or Alhamdulillah, my family was not with me. Or Alhamdulillah, we came with this, not that. And so forth, okay? Actually, right away, there is a benefit in this, you know? And I was told by a brother who's the French plane that came down in the ocean, and everybody on board died. Yesterday, a brother was telling me that a woman who was supposed to be in that flight, and then she canceled at the last moment. And when that happened, you know, she realized, you know, this is that almost she died with this. And she got in her car and drove, and she had an accident, and she died. Okay? That's not quite benefit and harm, but it is. To show here is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's working with us. And again, we'll go back to the word, that to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wise. Okay? Now, you know, when you go to a doctor, okay, and, you know, you have a harm, okay, you have some kind of a sickness, and the doctor, you know, goes on and on and on and on and realize what the sickness and realize what the medicine that you have to take is, and so forth and so on. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, that for Allah, the best example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dealing with us in a similar fashion, but in a more perfect fashion. It is a perfect fashion. It's perfection. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that His servants, Allah will deal with them in such balanced way that is so beautiful. And you have to know this. You might not understand it. You might understand some, not others. But you will know it. You must believe it. That Allah is dealing with you in a very beautiful, balanced way. Okay? You know, here is something good, and He encourages you to do it. Something is deficient. Allah will put you through difficulties. So you know. And the more you are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you are in the prayer, the more you are in the fasting, the more you are in the dhikr, remembrance of Allah, the more you are doing the sunnah, the more you may do in tahajjud, the more you staying up in the time of sahar and making dua to Allah, the more you're making the darra to Allah, the more you're staying away from the harm, the more you are joining the benefit, and so forth. It is when the more your life becomes, you know, an example. Every minute, you know, not in a general term, in a detailed term, okay? You can look at your life and say, talk about it in a broad way, you know? I do this something big here, you know, or this or that. And there are some who does not think about it in this broad term. Think about it in this little terms that makes a broad term. Okay? So in a very minute little, you know, details of everything. Okay? Did I say Bismillah before this? Did I remember Allah this? Today, in the last hour, did a moment pass by and I was forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And why did that happen? What took me away from the remembrance of Allah? And that which took me away from the remembrance of Allah, I have to balance this. Why is this happening and so forth? The more you are, you know, in this way in your life, the more you're going to have a clearer picture of what's happening to you. A clearer picture of what's happening to you. Okay? And the clearer the picture becomes, the more you are enjoying that relationship with Allah. Even though you're going through difficulties, but it's going to be an enjoyable relationship. Okay? And that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an example of that. You know, here is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through the difficulties of here Khadija radiallahu anha died. The comfort at home is gone. His uncle died. The protection outside of the home is gone. People start to dare now to do things that they did not do before. Okay? You know, so here is physical harm starts coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically. People harm him physically. Okay? Throwing him with dirt in the open, making sujood, then they put an intestine, filthy intestine of a camel on top of his head, front of his little daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, and so forth. Then, you know, here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was time, and then he goes to At-Ta'if, and what happened in At-Ta'if, and so forth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Isra and Mi'raj. Okay? See, here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by this is that, listen, you know, here is, this is not happening because of any dislike that we have for you. We're going to put you in places that not an even angel entered. Not even angel entered. Okay? Be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then come back to the same situation the following day. The way he's looking at everything now is completely different. It's completely different. Okay? The same people making fun of him and so forth. But now this is not a bothersome at all. Because the relationship with Allah, it was so beautiful. That is so great. That all of this now is insignificant. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he's going to do about now to bring this realization to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What steps he's going to take, what efforts he's going to put in it. And these things are not going to bother him. The people of the garden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the story, كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ. And that is how punishment is. This is الضار النافع. Here's Allah told us the story and the harm that brought the benefit. They remember Allah now, and they repented and they making dhikr. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately after that saying, كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ. What is كَذَلِكَ? What is كَذَا? كَ مِثْل, like, as such. What is كَذَا لِكَ? What is لِكَ? For you, right? As such for you. As such for you. In the Quran we hear كَذَا لِكُمْ, right? We hear also كَذَا لِكِ, right? To Maryam alayhi salam. We hear كَذَا لِكُنَّ, right? كَذَلِكَ, that as such for you is to know what punishment is. Okay? Here's Allah saying, look, this is an example of what the punishment of Allah is. This is the way that Allah punishes. To bring you, to remind you of something that you're missing, to bring it about. Okay? This is how it is. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And then Allah immediately said, and the punishment of the hereafter is greater if they only knew. See, here is Allah telling us that harm is happening to you here, for a benefit to come to you here. But if you don't want any harm here, okay, the harm of the hereafter is a lot more. And at that time, there is no benefit. There is only harm. There is no benefit. And the harm there, it is permanent. It is not temporary. Okay? So again, a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, you thank Allah for the harm that is coming. Okay? And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ad-dar and nafi'a. Together. And when the harm is there, you know the benefit is coming with it, is not separated from it. Okay? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us and make us realize with our heart and our mind that the benefit that comes from the heart. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those that even if we don't realize the benefit, we know that there is a benefit that we do not know. Because also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you harm to raise you higher up in the hereafter. So the benefit is not going to be here at all. It's going to be in the hereafter. See? So don't worry about, you know, about if you don't, you know, why is this and why is that? No. We do not ask why. Okay? We do not say, oof. Okay? Because if we in our heart know that this is harm is a benefit in itself, then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Insha'Allah, not if you'd like to make a comment, no. Go ahead and make the comments, insha'Allah. You have to, yes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khair al-anbiya wal-musaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. MashaAllah, you talked about the personal benefit or, you know, group benefit and harm, how they could correct their... But what's going through my mind now, if we consider heaven is the ultimate benefit ever you could go, you will get, right? Mm-hmm. So that's explained the several ayats in the Quran that one in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Did you, just translation, did you thought that you are gonna go to heaven and you are not going to go through what the people before you went through, which is a lot of harm, and even ba'sa mean difficulties, so much difficulties, and the harm they went through. Until the messenger...
Wazilzilu.
I mean, that's the price for Jannah.
Yeah.
Now, if we take this with Ad-Dar and Nafa and look at ourselves, that's what really scared me. I mean, I was talking with my wife yesterday about this. I said, I am very scared. She said, why? I said, where is al-ba'sa wa al-dara? I mean, we are, mashallah, money, cars, and health. And, you know, we have little things here and there, fine.
Your finger hurt you, you know.
Right, that's fine. But where is the zulzilu? Where is the shaking until... She said, look, if you have, you know, you think, I mean, here's your mattress, go outside. Sleep outside. I'll send you food, some food every couple of days. I said, no, I don't mean that. I mean, like, inshallah, may Allah يعني, protect us in this country. But we are very comfortable. I mean, you look at the societies outside, you know, and Muslim communities, what they will go through and stuff like that. MashaAllah. And I don't know if later on we are going to go through a hardship. But it sounds like a price. You have to go through it. Somehow, somewhere, one day. It could be just one day. You know, it could be just, I don't know. You know, it could be just perception, like you are not able to do what you like to do, and that could the ra could be. But it's scary, you know, if we are going to pay for heaven like this. Allahu alam.
Uh, you know, also you add to this that that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the companions that those they will be coming after you, one deed from them is going to be like 10 deeds of you. They said of them, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no, of yours. Okay, why? Because you have those who can help you when you're going in the path, they will not. Okay? Now think about it this way now. Okay? Think about the television you have at your home. Think about the internet. Think about those around you, okay, who are on the right path. How many are they? You understand? This is a lot of work you're doing. Alhamdulillah, you don't realize it. Alhamdulillah, you don't realize. somebody was telling me that, you know, here is a man went to a sheikh, the imam of the masjid, running to him. He said, "Sheikh, I have a problem at home. There is a man in my home who is in shorts and he's smoking cigarettes. And my wife and my girl's daughters are there." And he said, "And you did not wring his neck?" You know? He said, "Sheikh, when he makes a joke and laugh, my wife and daughters laugh. When he's sad, they cry." He said, "And you did not go and wring his neck?" He said, "Sheikh, I'm the one who brought him home. He's in television." this is what we're dealing with here. Okay, think of who with you, okay, thinking in these terms. How many times did you get shocked by comments people around you? You thought that they were up high this way, right? And all of a sudden, who's taking your hand and doing this work? Okay, yeah. You know, when you have something to offer, the Quran. Okay, when you have memorization, we have, you know, teachers. Yeah, and you have telling the people, come on, and here is your bring your children here, and you have a handful of people bringing their children. You know, this is you know, something that you know, close to eventually holding to, you know, the fire with your hand. But again, you know, always could be worse. Always could be worse. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. I have a small question. Does this harm that we get individually in nations, is it a result of our actions and the nation's action? Or it's a decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, is it our action that caused that harm?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Wa ma asabaka min sayyi'atin fa min nafsik." Allah saying, what reached you from hasana, good, is from Allah. And what reached you from sayyi'ah, from that which is bad, is from you. Okay, so what reaches us from Allah in goodness is from Allah, action and benefit. Okay, and what reaches us in harm, it is from us deserving and from Allah action.
Okay, and same is the case with the nations.
Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to the point that Allah said, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. When we want to destroy a town, we will, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا, we will command it is the leaders. مُتْرَف here, the man, the one who's the people who are living the luxury life. Okay? Umar Nahir meaning commanding them and reminded them to with the right path. Okay? فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. Okay, so they would go even further away. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. Then the command become, you know, indeed upon them in truth, meaning in the be truly deserving of this punishment. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. Then we will destroy it altogether. Okay? Umar radiallahu anhu, when a small earthquake happened on his time, okay, he brought the people together and told them, watch what you're doing, investigate what you're doing. The earth under you is not going to shake except because of something that you are doing. Yes. Now, that's a very good point. Yes. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. Be careful with the fitna will come and calamity that will come that will not come to the khassa, to those who are disobedient. You are believers, be careful, the fitna will come and you'll be included too. Okay? Meaning that you need to be careful, do not be passive. Do not be passive. You have to be active in giving the da'wah. So the harm will not come to you as well. Yes, when we know the famous hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angel to go destroy a town. He went to destroy the town. He found a man who was making sujood. He went to Allah and said, Ya Allah, your servant so and so is in it and he's worshipping you, Ya Allah. Allah says, go and start by him. Destroy it and start by him. And in one narration, Rasulullah is saying, فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَتَمَعَّرْ وَجْهَهُ فِي. His face did not change in me. His face did not change in me. Meaning, he saw that which is bad around, and the expression in his face that did not even change. You understand? At least you go and says, what is this? Okay? Yeah, it did not even change. Okay? And this is about the television. You understand? he was saying, my wife and my daughters looking at this man half naked, okay, making them laugh and making them sad and so forth, and he's controlling them. When you see something that's harmful, you change it with your hand, if you cannot with your tongue, if you cannot with your heart, and this is the weakest of iman.
I was going to say one of the first...
Take the microphone.
It just turned on. I was actually going to make the comment of, I will only bring goodness, but not only people would bring harm to themselves, the ayah. But there's another one in Baqarah. I think you will, inshallah, translate it better, but I think it was something about the good things that seem to you is actually harm, but what you might see as harm might be a benefit from Allah. I think it was later in the Surah Al-Baqarah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
عَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. Maybe you will love something and it is bad. وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And maybe you hit something and it's good for you. Yes. It is the same principle. Same. Yes.
And also, if we study many of the hadith, you know, when you get sick, you get, you know, as the leaves fall from the tree. I don't know if that was sahih, I'm telling, but I forget sometimes.
Yeah. Any harm that comes to you, it comes with the benefit of taking the sins away.
Yeah.
Even a thorn in your finger. You know what a splinter? You know what a splinter is? Yeah. Even a splinter in your finger. Okay? That takes the sin away as well.
Like, you know, if your child dies before the reach of puberty, or, you know, there are many things, you know, being blind and going through without, you know, making any, you know,
complaints
about it. Or even in the kabir, you know, like the death after, somebody might take the punishment there and go to Jannah afterwards.
Yeah.
So even when we die, we still have that, you know,
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is... attributes don't finish just in this world, but mm-hmm. also in the afterwards mm-hmm. as well, we have yeah. to recognize.
Yes.
I think it was mentioned before too, but one time in back home, one scholar, one man was going to the market to buy cattle, mm-hmm. and he had the money in his pocket,
yeah.
and the scholar asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to buy cattle. He said, you should say, Inshallah. He said, what inshallah I have to say? I have money in my pocket.
And the donkey is in the market.
So he went there. Before he got to the market, robbers caught him and took all his money and beat him up. So he came back without the cattle, and the scholar asked him, what happened? Where is the cattle? He said, inshallah, I went to the market, and inshallah, I got robbed. And inshallah, the robbers beat me up and took all my money back. And inshallah, I came back without the cattle. He said, if one inshallah you could have said before, now saying so many could have made the difference.
Yes, that was a benefit, yes.
Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, I was reading the book, he said that you will find the believers من أضعف الناس جسما يعني you will find the believers the most sick in body, physical body, you know, they are so much diseases have them and weakness, calamities here and there, and they are the most also healthy heart and healthy you know, inside yeah. they are so much healthy yeah. it's so pure inside yeah. and you find the opposite completely with the non-believers, the sinners. You have them big bodies, healthy, muscle man, never have a headache. Like, never had sickness, and they live long, they have so much money. They have, but inside, you will find them the most sick mm-hmm. in their heart, you know, and there is nothing healthy about their heart completely. Mm-hmm. Although, psychologically also they are sick. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, mm-hmm. Allah said, "Ma'ishatan banka." They're always in stress and always they cannot sleep at night and stuff like that. But you look at them, you will like their bodies and, you know, the strength. And Allah mentioned that in the Quran that
he will,
right. And Allah mentioned also he will increase them. I mean, he come to those, like you said, the there is no hope in them. And they are against, you know, the way of Allah. There is no hope to come back. So Allah will increase them, so it is dadu tughyanan wa kufra. So they will increase in their, you know, and so they will be deserving hellfire, absolutely, 100%, you know. Because mm. Allah knows what they are in their heart, ultimately. You know.
Yeah, right. Was there a hadith that might Umar's average age would be 64?
Yeah.
And there was a hadith when you said
it,
I remember.
Right. If we claim from, we are from the Ummah.
And then, okay.
That is the
lunar. Give the microphone, inshallah.
That is the lunar calendar. So the other one will be about 78 years. Yeah. 77 years.
That's right. Yes. And then. MashaAllah, we have more today?
Yeah, we have a...
Alhamdulillah.
We have two new families, MashaAllah. One of them sleeping.
Yeah. Remember the as we were talking about the commitment with the open-ended commitment, okay? It is difficult to do. You know, when you go for an event one time, you know, like Muslims go to ICNA and ISNA convention, okay? And you know, it's, I'm going with the Muslims, and so forth and so on, right? And it is, you know, it has has a beginning, right? A middle and an end. Yeah, a couple of days, a weekend is no problem at all, right? And, you know, half of it in the market and half of it with some lectures. Alhamdulillah, one with the Muslimin, okay, and so forth. But it's easy to make that commitment. Because why? You're going to leave home, you're going to take off a couple of days, you're going to change scenery, and you're going to go and listen to this, this and that, right? But the one who makes an open-ended commitment is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Okay? And not the other ones that Allah is not pleased with, meaning that Allah is more pleased with those who make an open-ended commitment. Okay? The one that you know, when you come to Fajr in the masjid every day, that is truly an open-ended commitment, right? You're going to do that the rest of your life, right? And you're going to get up early, and you're going to go through some difficulties and so forth, right? I missed Fajr today. Yes, I did. Oh, you were not here either?
No, I was here. But yeah. I think you prayed Fajr, but you missed the masjid.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I should say that. Yeah. The alarm was on set on 10:99. I don't know why. Sometimes it goes to 99. I'm serious. It goes to 90. I see that the numbers on it 99. Okay, well, how can you get to 99 there? But you look at the way of the pillars of Islam. Okay, all of them are, you know, has an end, right? Except one. It's open-ended all the time, never closes. The prayer. Yeah, okay. The zakah, you might not even pay zakah if you don't make money. And if you pay it, it's done, over with. Ramadan, okay, here's beginning, middle, end, it's done, right? And so forth. Hajj, maybe, maybe not, once a lifetime. Once a lifetime, that's it. Okay. But here is the prayer. You know, that is truly the commitment. This is truly the commitment. This is a true change that happens in one's life. And similarly, the regular commitment that you make that's open-ended, this is the most beneficial. Why? Because it leaves a mark on you that is regular. That is regular mark. Okay, like building something with, you know, small grain of sand, right? Every time you go, you put one grain, another one, you got another grain, and another grain. And you don't even notice that much change. But all of a sudden, you'll find yourself with a mountain of change that is genuine. Yeah. Rasulullah said, the best of deeds, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
The best of work is the one that's adwama, that is continuous, that has not have an end, does not have an end. An open-end work, even if it is little.
Yeah. You memorize one ayah a day.
Every day.
One ayah. You know, one ayah just. I mean, for the rest of your life. That's good. You memorize the Quran.
6,000.
Yeah, one day you will reach that, to memorize everything, you know, but just keep doing it.
Yeah, you see that yeah, little children, when you know push them a little bit to memorize and so forth, they come to you and say, Sheikh, how come it is easier to remember? To how come the this ayat become easier? You know. They don't realize that it is, you know, from them, they think that now the surahs that they're memorizing are easier surahs than before, you know. It's this innocence, you know. You know? And you point at things that are difficult to memorize, but to them now it's just, you know. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, is Lad going to be in Jannah too?
Who?
Prayer.
Uh-huh.
No,
you don't pray in Jannah.
Somebody said that will be the only amal that we will continue in Jannah.
Well, according to hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appears, to the believers in Suq al-Jannah. Okay, they will make sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, don't make sujood. This is a place of reward, not a place of work, not a place of amal.
May Allah make all of us in Suq
al-Jannah. Ameen.
Was there also in the Quran mentioning that the believers would appreciate and kneel down and make a sujood?
That is in the Day of Judgment.
That was in the Day of Judgment.
Okay. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. Okay? Now, and they will be commanded to make sujood. And the one who used to make sujood in this life will be able to... يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ, meaning Allah will appear to them, a part of Allah will appear, and the Muslimin will recognize that this is Allah. So they will start making sujood. And the one who was making sujood in this life will make it. The other one, his body will be like one bone, will not be able... And Allah after that says, because they were asked to make sujood and they didn't. Wahum sanimun. Yes. And when they were well, they were called to prayer and they did not.
Yeah. They would love to make sujood in that time.
Yeah. SubhanAllah.
It's become a pleasure or something.
Yeah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا يا شباب